Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my on 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Yesterday we talked about the fact that January is the month when most people file for divorce, which is a terrible thing, all right? We don't want that to happen to anybody.
No.
So much so that we've taken it on ourselves to help ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do here, all right?
Everyone can learn from it, though.
Okay, we know communication is such an important part of every relationship, and yesterday, Jade, you and Milko, you put your communication skills to the test. How much do you know about each other? I got Milko to answer a couple of questions about himself, and then you had to confirm whether you knew those details.
I know, and I was very skeptical about my ability.
but you did well.
Yeah.
Okay, you got 3 out of 4 questions right.
Yeah.
And of course,
we thought we'd turn the tables. I thought, like, what about we? I said we're turning the tables. There was actually no choice in the matter. So I got your wife, Eileen, to do the same thing.
Yes.
And we got the results earlier this morning. And can I just say, Damien, you're lagging.
All right. Well, look, this is the first question.
What is Eileen's favourite colour?
Well, you know what? Eileen has... She's got no favourite... The only thing that she wears a lot of is the... What is that kind of aquamarine-y sort of? It's kind of a bluey sort of tangerine.
Tangerine. Tangerine, like red or orange, like the fruit.
What is it? It's something with a T.
Aqua.
Turquoise.
Yeah.
All right.
Turquoise.
I'm locking in turquoise, please.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what your wife has to say.
Okay. Favorite color is definitely turquoise.
You got it. I was going to be mean and not help you there, and then on a technicality say you didn't know because you didn't know the colour, but
I knew.
I thought I'd help.
And that is bluish, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a bluey colour.
You're right.
You're off to a good start, mate.
Yeah,
1 out of 1.
You got that one wrong with Milko yesterday.
Okay, you don't need to bring that up. Let's move on to not just her favourite colour. I want you to tell me about her favourite movie.
Her favourite movie. This changes on a day-by-day basis. This really could be anything. There's a whole list that she always loves. When a Man Loves a Woman, with Meg Ryan and Andy Garcia.
Movie. Great movie.
But she loves Legends of the Fall as well.
It's
a toss-up between those two movies. It's going to be one or the other. I'm going to say that she said, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Let's find out.
My favorite movie would... Oh, that's a hard one because I love kind of, you know, your rom-coms like Along Came Polly and
like
Something
one.
About Mary. You know, there's kind of funny ones. I also love like The Notebook. I love the Bourne Supremacy series as well. But probably my favorite is Legends of the Fall.
Oh! So close, Damien.
Oh, come on.
Yet so far.
I get a point for at least getting... You know, I say it.
Yeah, look, you discussed it. So you're on the right track. At least you are paying attention.
All right, now.
Okay, but it is a competition.
I'm not happy with that.
No. Well, look, that's 1 out of 2. I was at the same at this time yesterday.
All right, okay.
Okay, so what we want to know about Damien is your first kiss.
Well, that one's easy. Okay, that's easy. It was at Whelan's Pub in Dublin.
Yep.
Whelan's Pub. We had just been friends. She was on the dance floor. She was trying to set me up with her mate.
Yeah.
And I was on the dance floor with her, and I went in. I moved in for the kiss, and bada boom, bada bing, fireworks started, and romance just set the world on...
The rest is history, hey? Well, let's see if your history matches up with Eileen's.
All right, here we go.
Where did we first kiss? We were out one night in Dublin at a nightclub, and my girlfriend was waiting for us in the taxi. And as we were coming out, Damien kind of ditched me, and I didn't really hold myself, so I fell. And then we kind of kissed, and I got in the taxi and said goodbye.
That's not entirely true. I'm going to have to chat to Eileen. I had kissed her on the dance floor before. Okay, that was afterwards, and I was going in for the goodnight kiss. You know, I was like, let's go for one more.
So clearly, with that experience, the first kiss for you was fireworks. She didn't remember it. That's how underwhelming that was.
I did it awkwardly. I was a lot of breathing.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to...
Nah, come on. We'll have to talk to her about it.
You've got to come strong now because you're 1 from 3.
That's right. 1 from 3. Yeah. So this is the final one. This is Eileen's superpower. So if she could have any kind of superpower, what do you reckon she'd choose?
I have no idea what this could be. No idea. I'm going to go with what you said yesterday. She loves being able to help the world and things. You know, she'd love to give back if there was a way of helping people out somehow. But I'll say it's selfish and go, she wants to fly.
Superpower. Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, you know, it'd be great to kind of have a healing power where you could heal people.
You're right.
Kind of a fun one would probably be,
why?
I don't know, be like invisible or something.
Oh,
be able to kind of fly on the wall.
Right.
Wait a minute. She didn't commit to anything then.
I think she said invisibility.
I don't think she committed. I think I score a point there because I said here she never committed.
I'm just having a little look on the search. So that Dr. Love, where we got that story, Dr. Love, there is a contact number here. I'll pass it on to you.
Oh, yeah.
Just
a
marriage counselling.
Yeah.
All right. So that was earlier this morning. And help me out here. I think we're sitting at 2 from 4.
Yeah, 2 from 4.
Well,
and
I've,
that's been generous. I gave you the word turquoise at the start.
Come on. I actually think in another world, if I had Novak's lawyer, I would have 4 for 4 on this, okay?
Unfortunately, you don't, because you don't have the money and you're not good at tennis.
Nah,
but what
boom.
We do have right now is your lovely wife, Eileen, on the phone. Good morning.
Hello.
All right. We need to set the record straight, Eileen. Damien is adamant that your first kiss was on the dance floor in a pub, and you said the first kiss was outside. So who is right?
I actually think he's right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I forgot that one.
it was the last dance of the night, and, you know, I was building up the courage all night. All night for hours and hours, and eventually I went in for the move.
Yeah, and he said that there was fireworks.
But I was too drunk, so maybe,
Afterwards, I did go in for that night, good night kiss afterwards, and I did drop Eileen on the ground.
On the ground. So for all intents and purposes, the first night, you were a real winner. You were a Casanova.
I was.
The kiss that Eileen didn't remember, and the next one you dropped up. You're lucky to be married, really.
I reckon that is 3 out of 4 right. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you did really well.
Yeah, see, look.
Oh, there you go.
Love is still strong in the Leith household.
That's
We're
right.
happy about that.
Okay, 3 out of 4, that's a pass. So you
that's
guys
pass,
are
yeah.
you're good.
3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Oh, that's right. It's true. Thanks for singing that. Turn that into a hit.
Thanks, Eileen. 2022's looking
all
good
right,
for you guys.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
What is your unofficial job in your household, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a broad question, but I'm asking for a reason.
Okay.
All right, throughout the Christmas period, so festive, okay? So festive, everybody gathering, hanging out. We had so many people over and we had to go to this place and that place. And one thing I discovered throughout the whole festive season, I got an unofficial title. All right.
What was it?
I was the DD. Yeah.
What do you mean, like the designated driver?
No, the designated drinker.
Oh.
Really?
I was the designated drinker in the Leith household.
Yeah.
It is true.
Self-appointed?
Over the Christmas, my lovely wife, Eileen, decided she was going off alcohol. You know,
it's like the worst time of year to.
She decided, no, I'm giving a rest. I'm off it, and that's it.
Good on her.
And I had to step up. I really, you know, and I'm feeling it now. I'll be totally honest with you. I'm glad to be back at work because, you know, it gives my body time to acclimatize to readjust.
To dry out.
But no, but I became that guy. You know, when people would come over to the house and, you know, bring over alcohol or whatever else, and Eileen would say, give it to him. Pass over to him.
You had to take one for the team.
I took one for the team. I rose. I rose up.
Right.
I mean,
gosh, that is like, both my husband and I really want that job in our household. We have to fight over who gets that job.
I mean, it's not every day you get to be the designated drinker, but it's an important role, and it's one I took very seriously throughout the holidays. I really took it on board, and I reckon if there was a, you know, if there was a paycheck to be given, I'd be a millionaire right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, for taking on that role. It was,
good on you for really stepping up to the plate.
That's how I roll. You know, that's how I roll. And that's why, you know, I want to know, okay, from anyone out there, what is your unofficial role in your household? Because we all have these roles. Yeah. We've all got them. You
it's
know?
True. And everyone's got a different one. Like in our house, because we're staying with Mama Jude at the moment, Mama Jude's role, she's the washer lady.
Oh.
So she does all the washing. It's fabulous.
Chief bottle washer or clothes washer.
No, clothes washer. Oh. And the main reason she's the washerwoman is because she has a certain way she likes to hang the clothes. And if you do it wrong, she'll go and rehang them. So she's like, just let me do it. Okay, I'm doing it. So it's not because we're being lazy. It's because Mama Jude is a bit of a control freak when it comes to the laundry tub.
Did you do it wrong on purpose?
Pardon?
Did you do it wrong? Because, I mean, this is how you get out of getting responsibility. You know, you intentionally mess up the job and therefore somebody will step and say, get out of the way. Or just step aside. I got this. This is how you take on a role. You know? Did you do it on purpose?
No.
Tell the truth.
But I'm going to use that for a lot of things.
For everything.
We really badly pack the dishwasher.
Oh,
so
of course. It's tried and tested. It's been around.
Okay, well, look, let's throw it open. 4275-1965. What's your unofficial job around?
Unofficial job. All right.
So you're not getting paid for it, but it's always left to you to do
it. You're the one who's got to do it. It's your job.
I'm the takeaway order guy.
Oh, you're that guy.
You got to ring Pinocchio's. You got to ring Golden Lloyd China. Yeah, I'm that guy.
Oh, yeah. So you're the designated takeaway caller.
No one else will make that phone call.
It's a lot of pressure, though, making that call. I hate making that call.
You're gonna get the order wrong.
I'll pass that on to Eileen. She's good at that. Joanne in North Nowra, what is your unofficial job?
Well, as I posted on your page last night, everything the teenager doesn't do, so that's everything.
Teenagers, they do nothing, don't they? I mean, they're lazy buggers. They leave stuff lying around.
Really,
oh, jeez.
A lot of lying around, yeah.
Does your teenager have a floor drobe in their room like mine does? Everything just goes on the floor?
Socks as far as the eye can see, everywhere.
And then they come into the house later on and say, "Ma'am, where's my socks?" And you're like, know where they are. They're on the floor. Go pick them up.
A disgusting pile.
Disgusting, stinky pile.
The sad thing is, it's not a job you can retire from until they move out of your house.
I know. And you try and think, I'll just leave them and make a point by not doing the washing. But then, it just piles up and, gets the better of you.
The thing about it is, even when they leave the house, you still have that duty. Every time I go back home to Ireland, I come home with a whole big bag of washing. And I say, "Ma'am, I love your washing powder. Only you can wash my clothes beautifully."
I'm glad the borders are closed.
Yeah, that's right. Keeping you out, Damien, and your dirty socks.
All right, we got Craig from Warrawong on the phone. Craig, what is your unofficial job in the household?
Door greeter. So when the strangers come knocking at the door, like the Jehovah's Witness or the people that are selling electricity and stuff like that, everyone else goes and hides and bolts out the back, and I'm the one that has to rock up and answer the door and go through the 100 questions with them.
Someone's got to do it. That's it. Somebody has to do it. So you will go through the questions. You won't be rude. You won't just kind of say, "Not today, sorry."
No, that's the problem. I do stand there and listen. Yeah, I do.
Oh, no. So every time you see someone walking down the driveway in a suit, you're like, "There goes my afternoon."
Yeah. I'm the sucker. Go and answer the door and listen to them for half an hour and then say, "No, thank you," very politely about four times.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Well, last week of holidays, I was talking earlier in the week about having COVID and I was in isolation for a week at my house and emerged back into work on Monday, life back to normal.
Yep.
But it's not really back to normal in the Illawarra at the moment.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to say in the Tonta household.
Oh, the Tonta household. It's still
kind of... It's never normal, is it?
It's never normal. It's always a state of anarchy and carnage and craziness. Yep. But Milko rang me on my way home from work yesterday and he's like, I said, I'll meet you at home. He's like, I'm running a bit late. Took the kids to Gerringong, went to the park, and he goes, I thought we'd grab some lunch while we were there.
Yeah.
And so he went into the bakery at Gerringong, great bakery they do, like nice pies and sausage rolls. And he went in there and they're like, "Oh, hi, yeah, no, we don't have any pies or sausage rolls. We don't have a baker. We've actually got cakes and coffee." And she's like, "All of our staff are in isolation.
Oh, it's so
we've got no
COVID.
One to bake any sausage rolls."
A bakery without a baker.
Oh, no, that's right. It's a bakeless bakery.
Wow.
So he was like, "Oh, okay, no dramas." And then he went up the road to the cafe and he's like, "Oh, I just want to grab some lunch." And they're like, "No, we don't have any staff. We've got the cookers were off."
Yeah.
They said, "We're making coffee. If you want a coffee, or there's some biscuits in the jars at the front." And that's about it. And he's like, "Oh, God.
Jeez."
And you've got three kids in tow. They're like, "Meh, I'm hungry. I want chips. I want that." And so he went up to the takeaway shop. Same deal. Cookers were off. weren't cooking anything. She goes, we don't have any staff because of lockdown and people are close contacts.
Yeah.
We don't have any staff at the moment. So we ended up having to get a pizza from the pizza place. It was the only place in Gerringong where he could actually get, like, hot food. Well, pizza, isn't that crazy?
A pizza's not too bad, but it is absolutely crazy. You know what? I went to Coles yesterday at Fig Tree Grove for butter.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it.
Butter. They had no butter in Coles.
They had no butter.
Really?
I could not get butter. I couldn't believe it. In fairness, actually, to all the suppliers out there, I did get an email recently from Woolworths actually saying, hey, you know, we have lots of supplies. Unfortunately, though, exactly what you said, because of COVID, the delivery drivers aren't available or they're close contacts. Yeah, and then there's maybe people that aren't available to stock the shelves as well. So it's full on right now. It really and truly is.
It just makes you realise how, you know, integral different people are to the world working. And you don't really think about all the people that have to drive the food in trucks and everything like that until they're not doing it, and then there's no butter on the shelves.
No
butter. Have you ever think you were going to see that in your life?
Are you serious? I mean, like, even that horrible salt reduced stuff.
You only buy when you're cooking a cake.
No, I actually went to Woolworths and they had the salt reduced butter. And I said, I'm not having that.
No, I'm going without.
I can survive. I'll wait.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide weird.
Worldwide weird indeed. Okay, Jade, question for you. Would you or would you not wear somebody's used underwear?
Oh, God, no.
You wouldn't do it?
No. I even feel a bit funny about using somebody's underwear that's clean if it's not mine.
Oh, so you'd struggle with that as well. Yeah. Well, then you cannot join the Norwegian Army because the Norwegian Army...
What a shame. I'll take that off my bucket list.
It's just
the vision board.
If you were considering doing it, you're heading up there to see Santa at Lapland and you go, I'm going to join the Army while I'm up there. Don't do it because what they've done, because of a shortage of supplies because of COVID and all the rest, they're asking every previous conscript, anyone who's been in the Army before, to send back their used underwear and bras so that they can wash them, recycle them, and shove them on the next conscripts. So there you go.
I never knew you got Army issued knickers.
I think
when
you
join the Army. Yeah, it's a little bonus, isn't it?
They're all camouflage.
Yeah, that's right. You can't tell whether you've got them on.
Where's the penis? I don't know.
I don't think it's got anything to do with the underwear, unfortunately.
Oh, that is harsh. Jeez. Okay, here's another one. What about this? Okay, this is the oddest story I've come across here. A plane had to do a crash landing, okay, which is a terrible thing to happen. It was a little microlight plane. This is over in America. It was in Los Angeles. Microlight plane came down. It was just after takeoff. Came down, landed safely on a railroad track.
Oh, wow.
The pilot and his passenger got out, and then the plane got hit by a train.
Far out. That's like a double lucky escape, isn't it?
I feel bad for them. But, I mean, what's the chances of that? I mean, that's up there with that poor guy we talked about a while ago who was just trying to escape bees and then jumped in a river and got eaten by piranhas.
Oh, no. It's terrible. But look, their outcome was a lot better because they actually walked away and survived, whereas he didn't have any legs to walk away on.
That was the worst.
Oh, no.
The most terrible. We shouldn't even, you know, hit the button quickly because we shouldn't even be talking about that.
We're all laughing.
That is terrible.
It's early.
He was attacked by piranha.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade and Damien. You make me lose my heart. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.